Good morning. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, a pioneer name in this state of Arizona, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed for your listening pleasure. On last Sunday, the choraleers of the First Institutional Baptist Church celebrated Negro History Week with a musical honoring a great Negro composer, Mr. R. Nathaniel Dett. I think it is befitting to pay tribute to the great Negroes in our history, and the staff at the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company wishes to thank the choraleers and all persons who were thoughtful enough to commemorate a great week of Negro history. Within the next month, the Ragsdale Mortuary will have calendars with the birthdays of all of the great Negroes of yesterday and today. Look forward to seeing these calendars originated by the Ragsdale Mortuary. We would like to begin our program this morning with a selection by Miss Mahalia Jackson as she tells you about My God and I.
My God. We walk and talk as good friends always do. We clap our hands and our
The Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, is expanding its services over the entire state to meet the growing demands of the people. Arizona is a fast-growing state, and the Ragsdale Mortuary would like to keep pace with that growth. All persons living in this state may feel free to call the Ragsdale Mortuary at any time. We are just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you. At the Ragsdale Mortuary, no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. Continuing our program with the five blind boys, there's no need to cry.
Keep moving along. There's no
The Ragsdale Memorial Plan, a convenient way to take care of your last expenses, may be just the program that you have been looking for. If you do not qualify for life insurance because of your age or physical health, the Ragsdale Memorial Plan is the right program for you. Call the Ragsdale Mortuary for further information regarding the Ragsdale Memorial Plan. Miss Clara Ward is next. The Lord will understand.
Well done, well done, well done.
Oh, when you stand at the door of salvation, free the word that the Savior has come. Keep up your faith. The men don't believe you. The Lord and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of life's journey, we
Company is open on Saturday afternoon and Sunday after church for your convenience. If you're not satisfied with your present location, come by the Home Realty Company today after church and let one of their representatives show you the fine houses for sale in all areas of our city. Each week, the Home Realty Company will feature the house of the week. That house this week is located at 2141 East Alta Vista. That's 2141 East Alta Vista. Remember, if you need a home, call Home. That's the Home Realty Company at 1144 East Washington. We would like to continue our programming this morning with a selection by Miss Mahalia Jackson as she will sing to us about that great getting up morning.
Well, in that bed in the morning,
hey, well.
The first half of our program this morning has been brought to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. The second half of our program will be brought to you by the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, a pioneer name in Arizona, offering new life insurance programs at a new low premium rate. We would like to begin the second half of our program with a selection by the Roberta Morton Singers, as they will sing for us, "He's Using Me."
When you see me walking right,
when you see me walking right,
when you hear me talking right,
when you hear me talking right,
when you see me living right,
when you see me living right,
when you see me giving right,
when you see me giving
oh,
right,
oh, 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 God is using me,
He's just using me.
When you see me do my best,
when you see me do my best,
when you see me stand my test,
when you see me stand my test,
when I suffered all night long,
when I suffered all night long,
giving up the right for wrong,
giving up the right for wrong,
oh, I'll be home.
Oh, 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 oh,
God is using me,
Jesus using me,
using my hand,
using my hand, to do his perfect will,
he's using my feet,
he's using my feet, to climb the rugged hill,
he's using my
some good
in others,
some good in us, same as me.
He's using my tongue
to bring sight to the blind.
He's using me,
he's using me.
When
you see me bear my cross,
when I gladly suffer long,
when I gladly suffer long,
when I walk the roughest road,
when I walk the roughest
road, trying to ease some heavy load,
trying to ease some heavy load.
The key to growth in many businesses is expansion. This is why the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company is expanding. We hope to continue our growth by giving more service to more people. As we grow, we would like for you to be part of the large family of Valley Life policyholders. You have a representative in your area that will be more than happy to explain our programs to you. Call the office of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company on tomorrow. We would like to continue our programming with a selection by the Gospel All-Stars. It's Me, O Lord.
Yeah.
Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company are happy to bring you these Sunday morning programs. We are happy for the many comments regarding our program, and we would like to thank the staff of this station for their wonderful support. And now the President of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company and Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Mr. Lincoln Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. My Bible tells me that Paul said, "He that provideth not for his own, and especially those of his own household, is worse than an infidel." And how are we going to provide for our children and ourselves and the members of our household? You have a responsibility to support us in this movement, to get jobs and equality for yourselves and for your children. And the only way we're going to get jobs and to have equality is we're going to have to band together and work together and join up in some organization like the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, where we can move forward as a group and bring our own race and our own family and our own church forward. And I ask you this Sunday morning to pray for the NAACP and its leaders. And we ask you to pray for the leaders that you have elected to go out to the House of Representatives to represent you, and they have represented you well. For last week they sent to the Senate House Bill 164 that was passed that would make it illegal for a person to discriminate against you or me because of our color in any place of public accommodation. But it is in the Senate now, and it's going to fail in the Senate unless you do something about it. What can we do? First, we must write letters to our senator. We have two senators in Maricopa County, and each one of us can write to each senator individually. Write to Senator Hilliard T. Brook. That's Hilliard T. Brook, B-R-O-O-K. Our Senator Paul L. Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, Singer, and ask him to support the bill to do away with racial discrimination. And if this fails, after we have done all we possibly can do, we'll have to maybe get together and march on Governor Fannin and march on the Senate, 500 strong or more, and to let the world know that we want our rights. We want all of our rights. We want them here in Phoenix. And the only way we're going to get our rights is that we, like I said, we must do something together. Last week, over 38 persons came by and joined the NAACP. But we have something like 5,000 more who need to come in and join with us. And I ask you this Sunday morning, if you haven't joined the NAACP, speak to your pastor and tell him that you want to become a member and give him the $2 or come by the Ragsdale Mortuary at 1100 East Jefferson Street, or by the Valley Life Insurance Building, 1140 East Washington, and we will take your membership in and join the hundreds who are joining up with us, because we must stay together. And let me remind you what Paul said one more time when he was asked, "What can man do to help himself?" And let Paul tell us, "He that provideth not for his own, and especially those of his own household, is worse than an infidel." Let us listen as the Sally Martin singers bring our next number, Precious Lord. Thank you. in behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Via Life Insurance Company, we want to thank you for listening to this radio program. We bring it to you in behalf of the Negro community and the struggle that we have been making for over 100 years. And we know that where there's no struggle, there's no advancement. We also realize that power concedes nothing without demand. And we solicit this Sunday morning your prayers because we have problems and all around us things are happening to us we do not understand. Pray for us this Sunday morning. Please go to church of your choice and ask God to give us the strength to carry on. And until next Sunday morning, may God keep and bless you individually and collectively.
Beep.